Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here we go. First pitch time, 8:31. And Jeter swings. It's a high drive to left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Derek Jeter hits a first ball fastball deep in the bleachers in left field. And on the first pitch of the game, the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 11:02, BT and Sal. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata show here on The Fan. What is good? Get through those Knicks a little later. Back to the Giant calls. Got to get a quarterback. Got to get him. Next year's crop is weak. You're going to have to get somebody for Coach Dable. 877-337-6666. Let me say something about the Jets as well. Now, it's not about, like, you know, specific to players, although I will mention one player that is specific in terms of draft night, which is a week away. Oh, man. Then we get the schedules, and then before you know it, it's going to come quick. So what I don't want to see the Jets do is everything about this draft to be about Aaron Rodgers. I don't want to see that because everything already has been about Aaron Rodgers in free agency, which I get.
It's going that way, though. You know it.
Well, I don't
Brock
know.
Brock Bowers is about Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, I disagree. Now, Brock Bowers would help Aaron Rodgers. He is the incredibly highly rated, almost like transcendently rated tight end.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah. I'm just Stop saying, me if you've heard this before.
About Kyle Pitts.
Well, whoever. Yeah. They do it all the time
well,
with these guys.
Well, not with tight ends, not that much. I mean, think about it. Kyle Pitts did get a lot of the...
God.
And it didn't really pop
Fourth
yet.
Fourth pick, yeah, well, pop yet. How many years is it going to take for it? You never take a tight end.
You need a quarterback,
end.
Though.
Now, what I would, yeah, I understand I mean, that, but still. To me, I would never take a tight end that high, especially when you have other areas of need. It's just not, it's a luxury position. Now, the Jets happen to be in a unique spot where they're picking in the draft and where they're at as a franchise with a veteran quarterback, with an already established, you know, top young receiver, with a very good defense, with a solid offensive line. Now, you could argue that they should take offensive line first, and I'd be okay with that. But you could make the case that tight end might be the pick there to kind of put their offense over the top.
Correct. But that's what, and I love Bowers, and I'm absolutely on board with drafting this kid because it's a move that is not just about Aaron Rodgers. That's really my point. Like, I'm not telling Joe what to do, but I guess in essence I'm saying, Joe, steer away from the heaviness, because let's face it, everybody's going to be out of a job if the Jets don't do something nice this year, something special, GM, coach, everybody. So he knows that. We know it. And, you know, the temptation is to fix it and kind of almost say to help with tomorrow. But think about the old adage. What's a young, not Rodgers, young quarterback's best friend. It's a tight end. A young quarterback's best friend is a tight end. So, to me, this is the perfect move. I'm not saying that there aren't other good moves if the best old lineman falls in your lap. Yeah, of course I'm amenable to that. But if the Jets walk away 1 week from today with tight end Brock Bowers, who is going to be a matchup nightmare and just running down the seam, you know, week after week free, all right, it helps Rodgers, obviously.
Right.
But then it also helps the next young quarterback, whoever the hell that is that the Jets decide to get at some point in the next year or two, he helps him as well. So it's a move for today, and it's a move for tomorrow. I don't get the pushback on drafting a tight end like this kid.
Yeah, it's just because it's a position of luxury. Like I said, I think the Jets, normally I wouldn't do it, and I do think you'd be better off if you love the lineman. Here's what I would say. If Joe Douglas, although I'm starting to, you know, have reservations, I think Joe's getting antsy and really thinking that he's going to try to put the finishing pieces on what could be a Super Bowl contending team.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get around to that at some point. It's only been five years.
But I don't think they're there yet, and I'd be careful.
They're close.
Now, on their board.
They're close.
I'll tell you this.
You don't think they're close?
Come on, dude.
The Bills dismantled. The Patriots are rebuilding. I know it's the Jets, so it's it? I get it.
How many wins did they have last year?
What was it, seven? I think they won seven. And I didn't even want them to win the last game.
Are we going to go from zero playoffs for 14 years or whatever it's been to Super Bowl? Or can we go to, like, maybe nine wins first?
Well, let me ask you this.
Can we get a team that could maybe make the playoffs? I think we had one
if Rodgers would have stayed healthy last year. Don't think they would have been a playoff
team? I don't, but it doesn't matter.
Without him.
It's all hypothetical. They didn't anyway. I do think the Jets have looked good again this offseason. Like,
they've had
a good
offseason.
I'm excited about it. Truth be told, like, I genuinely want to root for the Jets. I also have to be realistic about it, and I have a hard time going from zero to Super Bowl, and that's where we're going. Like, get to the playoffs first. Show that you have a sack and perform in the postseason as opposed to missing the playoffs every single year and coming up with the excuses. The head coach to me is the worst head coach in the league. That's a big deal. I can't just ignore that. On paper, yes, I do think they have some good talent, and I wouldn't go nuts if they took Bowers, but I would go whichever Joe Douglas, you have no choice but to trust him, whichever he felt was the stronger position available, whether it be offensive lineman or tight end at number 10. If he felt that Bowers was better than the offensive lineman he had left at that spot, then I would go tight end. If he felt that the lineman was a better player than the tight end spot, or than Bowers in particular, then I'd go lineman.
877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan. Yeah, next week's going to be awesome. Jets and Giants both in play to do a lot. You can move up, you can move back, you can walk away with studs that, you know, week one are popping for both of these teams making big plays. I mean, I do, and we'll get back to these calls, Giants as well. I hear you on going from 0 to 70, whatever it is. I mean, can you get to a wild
zero
card
to, yeah,
or like, 60, whatever? Understood, but
they're going from 0 to Super Bowl. I can't do that. You got to be a playoff team in the middle. Like, if they made the playoffs last year, I'd be like, okay, now you take that next step, maybe. If they won a division in the last, I don't know, century, I mean.
I get that. But the Mets went from 70-something wins to 101 wins a couple of years. It didn't work out well. I get that. What I'm saying is, and this is not,
like, I get what you're saying. They could. Technically, yes, they are in the conversation with a healthy Aaron Rodgers.
But that's the point.
Yeah, okay.
Like, if it was, you know, Zach Wilson again, or Sam Darnold was still here, or whatever other quarterback room you can figure that was the disaster, you know, it's going to sound ridiculous going from a 7-win team to maybe being in the mix to do something special. But I think we all agree they probably would have been a playoff team with Rodgers a year ago. They upgraded the O-line already. They're going to do some more stuff in the draft. Like, I think evaluating the Jets of years past is foolhardy, because this Jets team would have been really good last year if their quarterback doesn't go down. Now, I don't think the gap is as wide as you presented, is what I'm saying. But right. I get it's the Jets.
I know. But it's not just that they're the Jets. To me, the biggest roadblock is, two things. One, that they haven't done it in recent history. Like, I'd like to see them at least have some success before I say go from zero to Super Bowl. And two is the head coach. I just don't believe in the head coach.
Well, that I'm with you on, unfortunately.
But the roster,
the roster should be
on par.
Ross is going to be good.
Especially in the division.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they can handle Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I certainly think they can handle Buffalo.
They handled Buffalo before they stripped down. They beat them once the last 2 years.
Are they as good as
each of them?
Baltimore, no. Cleveland, I mean, Pittsburgh, Kansas City?
Yeah, I mean, it's
tough. We'll see what the Chargers do now with Harbaugh.
I'm not saying it's easy.
Yeah.
Jets.
Jaguars.
They should be in the... What did the Jaguars do last year?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, they have...
Well, why are we giving them the benefit of Jaguars?
Well, they've been in the playoffs.
The hell they do. They don't even know they want to give Trevor Lawrence a long-term deal. The Jaguars.
They went to the playoffs a couple years ago.
They bring back Brunell. They bring back Jimmy Smith, Keenan McCardell. I mean, the Jaguars.
Yeah. They made the playoffs a couple years ago. Something the Jets haven't done in 14 years.
What happened last year?
I understand. They had a bad year.
877-337-6666. Richie in Queens. What's going on, Rich?
Oh, it's a good conversation. Yeah, the only thing, real quick, if I can, Sal, I just want to hear your take later. I was just really curious how you were going to handle Soto looking for that walk in the last inning if Judge didn't come through. But that's for another time. But knowing you, I'm sure that was on your mind at that point. Real quick with the Giants, it's a mess. It's just a mess at this point. Hmm. And Sal, I agree with Sal, because at this point, are you going to take a quarterback just for the sake of taking somebody?
No, I'm not saying that. No.
Yeah, but you kind of are.
No, I'm not.
See, because if you're not going to have the quarterback that you want, that means you're settling for somebody else because you need a quarterback and you're desperate and you're going to give up maybe a top receiver or a top offensive lineman. Because I think the best player in the draft is Daniels. I think Drake May is going to be good, but I see Mac Jones with him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Rich, Rich, I'm not hanging up on you, buddy. Yeah. And I'm certainly not minimizing your points, but and don't take this the wrong way. You have no idea what's going to happen, and you have no idea about these quarterbacks, and neither do I, to be fair. What I'm saying is I think that there's a chance that the Patriots might not take a quarterback, potential draft partner. I think there's a good chance.
Well, that would be a different.
That's where you got to push. Yeah.
But I'm then
Cardinals could trade out at four. Make a deal.
And Richie, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, buddy. And I will answer the Soto stuff later. The call, the trade up to number three would be different because. And now, again, I don't know. And there's it's a different conversation with Richie's opinion, ours opinion of who's going to be good, who isn't. Like, that's a whole different
topic. Yeah, it's a waste
topic.
Of time. Yeah, nobody knows.
Nobody. Even the experts who scout these guys, they have no idea. But let's go based off of the talk and the feel right now. It feels like the top three guys, the top three quarterbacks in the draft, are on a different level than J.J. McCarthy.
Doesn't feel that way to me. I don't agree with that general consensus, but keep going.
Maybe not, because there was one report that had Washington considering McCarthy at number two. So who the hell knows? If the Giants value McCarthy more, then that's the guy they want.
Then you go at four, because he's probably not going top three. McCarthy as much and they value May, then you got to target the Pats because May will probably be there at three.
You know, this is why it's a hard conversation to have, because I want to know what the Giants board is. Like, let's just say we had intel to what the Giants board was. Let's say they said Williams 1, May 2, 3, McCarthy. Or Williams 1, McCarthy 2, May 3, Daniels. However they had it, that would at least, to me, dictate. And if they did have it a certain way, and stuck to that in their draft process, like, let's say, okay, quarterback one is off the board that we wanted. Quarterback two is still available. Let's trade up to get him at number three. Or, you know, let's say quarterback two is McCarthy and he's still there. Let's trade up to get him. We love this guy. As opposed to McCarthy's four and we trade up to get him at number four. That wouldn't sit well
with me. I understand that. I truly do. But here's where it gets really interesting. The Giants might have McCarthy at number two and the Commanders might not. So, like...
But that's what I mean. Like the Jets with Darnold and Baker Mayfield.
And Josh Allen was in the mix, and so was, what was the other kid? Josh Rosen.
Right. So didn't the Jets, though, have Darnold as their number one, thinking he was going to be gone, and they were going to have to get Baker Mayfield? Remember when McCagnan traded up to the number three pick?
Of course. That was with the Colts.
Right. Yeah. So he did that.
They loved him because they were at the... Remember they?
But they loved who? Darnold.
They loved Darnold. Remember his pro day when it was pouring out there and something, and like everybody was like, he can handle the elements.
They traded up to number three, assuming they were going to get Baker Mayfield. Maybe Darnold, if they got lucky, but one of the two, right?
I don't think that they made that trade with the intention of getting Baker.
I thought that they thought Baker was going to be there. They were hoping Darnold
I don't think
was.
Anybody really knew. I mean, that was a very confusing...
I'm pretty sure that... Yeah, I know, but point is...
Nobody knew who was going first.
Well, either way, they preferred Darnold.
Yes, I agree.
He was number one on their board.
Yeah.
But they made the trade up and were going to accept whichever one was there, obviously, because they didn't get to the top pick.
Yep.
They went as far as they could to guarantee themselves one of the quarterbacks.
But not Allen, because they passed on him.
Right. They wanted Darnold. But assumed, I believe it went that they assumed Darnold was going to go number one.
Uh-huh.
Then Cleveland called the audible and went Baker.
Yep.
And then they were happy
they were
as anything
okay
because
with,
they got, well, they got they, their
but they
guy.
Would have been okay with Baker's,
right,
but you tell me.
Right, but they got their guy.
I know what you're saying.
They ended up getting their first choice. And by the way, I remember, you know, Gettleman saying that his first choice, because Giants needed the quarterback too.
Oh, yeah.
They went, and that was the whole thing. They took Barkley. So it was Baker one.
Oh, yeah.
Barkley too. Maybe that was it, that they thought Gettleman traded up or whatever.
And Darnold three.
Was gonna, yeah.
And they're all gone from those teams.
Well, but still, they ended up
tells
getting,
you all you need to know.
But they ended up getting the number one guy that they wanted,
yeah,
at number three.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even though it didn't work, at least they got the guy that they wanted. And that's what I want from the Giants. They got to get the guy that they want.
Do you have faith that they will? Because I do. And what I mean by that
I'm
is...
I'm a little worried they're going to reach.
See, I'm not worried about that. I think they're going to resist that temptation. Unless they really feel all the noise around the building, the nonsense with Wink and some coaching, you know, flare-ups and, yeah, I'm the GM, let me check in on the phone and let me sit on the meeting to see if my head coach isn't a raving lunatic. Like, I don't know. When the mind starts to process things quickly or too fast, sometimes you do reach and sometimes you do step out of character. So I can't rule it out. I feel like the Giants, though, I do think that their plan is fairly well-grounded now. I think they've got a good roadmap of what they want to do, who they want, what they're willing to do. I think the Giants are sitting in a good spot. I do. Let me get Pat in Brantford. Pat, BT and Sal, what's happening?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Patty, what's up, dude?
What's up, Pat?
I'm getting all sorts of fired up here. All sorts of fired up.
You don't sound that fired up. Yeah, you sound pretty calm.
Getting all sorts of fired up.
Yes.
I'm really excited.
I'm telling you, my rage is at a 10. I am absolutely beyond restraint at this point.
Go ahead, Pat.
But definitely looking forward to the draft. Two things. All these so-called experts that are calling in saying McCarthy's not going to be this or Drake May's not going to be that. No one knows. No one knows what these quarterbacks are going to be.
Yep.
That's why you got to have faith and you got to have – you know, you have to believe in your system with Dable and Shane. I mean, if they go after a quarterback and they even trade up, I'm all about it. Because you don't win without a franchise quarterback. And Sal, I mean, I don't think they're going to reach. Because you know what happened the last time they reached for a quarterback? We landed Daniel Jones. We all know how that happened. Or what, you know, what
mm-hmm.
that result is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they're going to reach. And if they go after McCarthy, I'm all about it. If they trade up to try to get Drake May, I'm all about it. You got to trust in their system and what they believe in.
I do trust Shane and Dable. I just worry about them reaching for a quarterback.
Thanks, Pat.
Like, it's odd. I know that everybody's going to have the different ranking system of the first four quarterbacks. But it would be odd to me that if the Giants had the top three, the consensus top three, you know, if they had that same format and then they went out there and aggressively went after J.J. McCarthy. Like, I feel like the only way they do that is because they were desperate for a quarterback, as opposed to, no, we love McCarthy just as much as, you know,
Mayor,
the other guys. He's second on our list.
Mm-hmm.
Then it would be acceptable, but we won't know that until after the fact. I don't even know if we ever find stuff like that out until years later when
somebody
books
writes
are written.
A book, yeah, right? Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, true.
Like Ernie Acorsi, which is a great book. Tom Callahan, the GM. I remember reading that book.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah.
Okay.
Good insight to Acorsi and the Eli drafts and all that stuff. And it's years ago. We're going back, but
sure.
But yeah, I mean, so it's impossible to say. As long as they love McCarthy, I can't imagine. And look, if New England's going to pass on one of the quarterbacks and the Giants can get to three, meaning they have their choice of at least two,
mm-hmm.
they're going to get a preference of one. I don't want them to just settle for, okay, well, he's the next best option and we need one and now we take him.
So we've kind of, you know, relitigated history a little bit here, running through some of the picks, you know, what the Browns did and what the Giants did with Saquon, the Jets with Darnold. Well, look at it this way, more specifically, even though it's not a Jet-Giant thing, luckily for the Giants, you guys are just better in terms of pretty much everything. But the Jets drafted Zach, and they basically said, save us. Take that elite arm talent, figure it out. We got a defensive head coach who knows nothing about offense.
Throw him to the freaking Wolves.
We have no O-line. Save us.
Good
I mean,
luck.
Hopefully you can let it rip 70 yards on a string downfield, and we'll get a few broken plays, and we'll score.
Stupid.
Okay, that was the Jets' bait. I know that they didn't quite say that, but that's pretty much what went down.
But they did it. They didn't have to say it. We saw it. That's what they did.
I know. Here's what the Giants are plotting right now. This is why Giant fans should feel better. If you don't think that they should take McCarthy or whomever, understand this. The Giants right now are sitting there saying, and they're scouring their head coach. They're scouring film. They're watching every play McCarthy and all these kids have ever made, and they're saying, all right, because they went through this with Josh Allen. Here's our playbook. Here's what we're doing schematically. Here's what we need this player to do, that player to plug in. He either can do it or he cannot do it. So I know that there's still a lot of unknown variables with drafting, certain things you just can't simply measure. I have an overwhelming amount of faith that whomever the Giants draft, if it's a quarterback, they're going to love and they're going to believe, at least to start, that he's going to be able to do what they ask him to do. And that is paramount. The Jets did not do that with Zach, and look at where we are. And then, but the Giants won't make that mistake. They're too smart for that. 877-33. That's what happens when you have an offensive head coach. I mean, who knows how to work with quarterbacks?
Yeah, right.
877-337-6666. Okay, BT and Sal, we'll get back to the calls. A little Jet and Giant draft stuff. The Knicks and the Sixers. We've got our opponent. Also, Sal, this hour, you know what it is? A little BB.
Oh, do we have a little game time? Oh, okay.
WS. A little baseball card World Series, BT.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Maybe go head-to-head today. Yeah. Okay. Haven't done that for a little bit.
Maybe we'll do the new one with Hoff.
Hoff will jump in there. BT and Sal on the Fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back here on The Fan. So now we get to see what we're made out of here. You know, in the middle of it, it's fun. And it's somewhat pressureless. Like, in a weird way, a lot of the pressure's been lifted from the Knicks because they, quote-unquote, overachieved this during the season without Randall, without everything, you know, OG in and out, blah, blah, blah. But now that's kind of gone, and now it is go time. And now we will get answers that we need, that we've debated for a while. I love the matchup. I know Philly's tough. Embiid's a beast. I think the Knicks are better. I think 1-8. Although Bogdanovich, you see Bogdanovich is out? See this?
No, what happened?
He's got his wrist scoped.
I didn't see that. He's out for how long?
Probably out for the series.
What?
Yeah, dude.
When did that happen?
I saw that yesterday. It's like being reported like this little tiny blurb. Oh, yeah. Bogdanovich had a scope procedure on his wrist. I believe it's his non-shooting wrist. They're like, it's been bothering him for a while. Why didn't you get it checked out a while ago?
What a bust of a trade.
Oh, I told you
that at the time. And you get these people that think they're Knicks experts. And I remember, you know, some in particular. Oh, yeah, Alec Burks. Oh, can't wait for Alec Burks to come here. Burks is great. If you wanted Alec Burks to come back to the Knicks, you don't know anything about the Knicks. You don't know what you're talking about. And there were certain people out there, oh, yeah, Burks. I said it on the Fan, on the airwaves. This is a terrible trade. No one, no part of Burks. And yet there are people who call themselves big Knicks fans saying, oh, no, Burks is going to be, yeah, okay, worthless, like I told you. Let the pros do it, like I told you.
Burks.
And then Bogdanovich on top of it. That trade was awful.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's certainly the Burks. I mean, he's just.
Well, they're not gonna, so now you tell me Bogdanovich is not even going to have an impact on the postseason?
I got to tell you, I know the lead is Jalen Brunson, Tom Thibodeau. What do you get out of OG and all that stuff? And those aren't misleading top bullet points there. But I've been saying now for the last week or two that Bogdanovich has got a jolt of confidence here toward the end of the regular season. He's had a lot of double figure scoring games, and they figured things out the second unit. It's not enough to change my opinion. I'm going to go Nixon 6. But, you know, now it's no longer a cute little story of overachievement. If the Knicks do not advance, the Knicks will get buried, yeah, and rightfully so.
And that's why I disagree with you as far as saying the pressure is off.
Well, I'm saying the
pressure is now just about to get dialed back up.
I may have misspoke. What I meant was the pressure was kind of off during the end of the regular season because it was a fun ride.
All right.
You know, maybe they get 50. I definitely misspoke. No, now it's intensified. Now there's nowhere to hide. Whether you're the 2 seed because other teams got banged up, whatever. You know, could you have been a 1 seed
Didn't
if
matter.
Randall was here? It doesn't matter. All that matters is.
Cannot lose in the first round.
You have home court. You have home court this round. You have home court next round if you get there. And if the Knicks don't advance, which they will, it will be a colossal underachievement. There is no way to sugarcoat it. There is no way to soften it. It will be a high-level failure, period.
And it would be, I mean, you could even say 3 straight postseasons. You know, obviously, they made it the year that Randall took them to the 4 seed.
Yep.
Terribly disappointed. I know they got there. It was a great regular season in the 4 spot, but they played awful in that first round.
That was a rough look.
It's a terrible.
They had nobody, but we know it was ugly.
But you couldn't. It was ugly. They needed to win that round. They did not. So that was a bad postseason showing.
Yeah.
Last year, while they beat the Cavs and got, you know, to the semis against the Heat, I still believe that they were better than Miami and should have beaten the Heat. So I feel like they left it. Like, I'm okay with a team when they max out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Knicks maxed out last year. I think they came close.
Yep.
But I believe that, and I know they weren't 100% healthy, but I was disappointed with that loss to Miami ultimately. You can't say it was an awful postseason.
Disappointed. It was crushing.
Right. But, fan standpoint, geez. But I'm talking about from an expectation standpoint.
Yeah, I thought they'd win too.
Yeah, so they should have beaten Miami, but they didn't. And then if they lose in the first round this year, now you're talking about of their 3 postseason appearances under Tibbs, which is a great accomplishment, especially mm-hmm. with where they've been, but it would be disappointing exits and not reaching their full potential. Doesn't mean getting to the finals.
No, I got you.
You know, getting to even the Eastern Conference, but they didn't reach their full potential.
Yeah, it would be varying degrees of underachievement, and there's context that you'd want to attach to each one of them. Like Randall had nobody last year. The Heat are well-coached, great franchise. But at some point, it doesn't matter as much, which is why I'm surprised. And
well, they had home court, by the way, in both the series that they lost.
They did. No, they absolutely
and that's
did.
Part
they
of the problem.
They got the 4 seed against
them. So that's maybe what I'm saying. Like, you see what I'm saying? That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
If you have home court.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't care what the odds say.
Yeah.
You should be a team that should be able to win that series.
Yeah, and by the way, even if the Knicks did not have home court in this series, I would still say that they should win because I think they're slightly better. They're better than Philly. I believe that. And I believe that their roster, 1 through 8, is better. Now, Maxey, really good. Embiid, a beast. But you know what? So is our guy. So we're going to sit here and say, who's going to stop Embiid? Who's going to stop Brunson? But I want to get back to something because I find this interesting. So I don't want to start this today, but I do want you to circle back to something because it seems like I'm missing something or you're missing something. I'm not sure yet. So when I asked you the other day, like, mm-hmm. if the Knicks get bounced in round one, if, and I don't think they will, but if they do, we're having a conversation about their head coach. Right or wrong, we're taking calls. And I don't know. But now you just told me that would be 3 straight years, different circumstances, of playoff underachievement by the Knicks, and it's the same head coach. So if that's the case, why would we not have a serious conversation about maybe the Knicks needing a new coach?
I do think, I agree with you. I think there are 3 things that are going to come into play here in the postseason if the Knicks fall short, especially if they lose in the first round. One would be the head coach. I'm not saying any particular order.
Yep.
Just give me one would be the head coach, uh-huh. and is he going to be the guy to get them over the hump? It might be the top one, but that'll be one.
Okay.
2, is Brunson a legitimate superstar? And then 3, the Randall effect. Yeah. Those are the three storylines.
Also, I throw OG on there.
Yeah.
So I told
you
this
about free agency.
Oh, I mean, it's a big contract. It's not like it's a 1 or 2 year deal. It's a massive deal. He's got to show, you know, we love OG. Great shooter from the corner, 43%, among the best in the NBA, if not the best as a wing. Great defender, great teammate. The guy's unbelievable. But you got to play all the time.
Right.
And I need to see 5, 6, 7 weeks of healthy, locked-in basketball from OG before I hand him $35 million a year for how many years?
But I think he's lesser than the other three. He's going to be a part of it, of course, but the other three are going to be, if the Knicks lose in the first round, Tibbs might be front and center, Brunson being a superstar number two, and then, hey, how badly did they miss Randall? Or they really need Randall? Those are going to be the top three things coming from this.
I don't want to just argue to argue. Let me see if I truly disagree with anything. I do think Tom Thibodeau is going to be number one.
And by the way, that's different
with you.
It's different than saying, I believe they need to get a new head coach, or you need to, I'm not giving my opinion on that yet.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that that's going to be the talking point if they lose in the first round.
I think that would probably be number one. I think no matter what happens, I think that.
We think Brunson's a superstar.
I have no doubt that Jalen Brunson is getting ready to show up and be the killer that he's always been. I have zero doubt. Jalen Brunson's going to average 30-something points a game in the series. Jalen Brunson's going to be phenomenal.
But if they lose, don't you think that the narrative is going to become, he's good, but he's not a superstar to the level like Embiid is, who carried his team to a win?
It might, but that doesn't mean that it's the right conversation or the right direction. I mean, if Jalen Brunson, now, as long as he doesn't shoot like 37% overall and 29% from three, you know, and miss like vital free throws or whatever, and average 5 turnovers a game, I mean, just throwing wacky stuff out there. As long as his numbers are commensurate with his regular season production and all the love, which has been on point,
right? But it's already
that he's received. Then, if they lose, you could maybe make the case that Embiid just has a better number two than Tyrese Maxey, which I believe he does.
Yeah, I mean,
I just think the Knicks' strength is their defense and their depth, but Maxey's better than OG.
Understood, but that'll be a conversation that we could have. But people are going to say it. They've already said it about Brunson. Still to this day, he's too small. You heard Spike saying,
"Who cares what they say?"
No, I'm just saying. That is
what about Isaiah Thomas?
It's part of the narrative. I know.
Same size.
People
in a more physical NBA.
I'm just telling you what the people are going to talk about.
I'm not
saying I agree or disagree with it yet. But
Jalen Brunson is the biggest star in this city outside of Juan Soto.
Hey, Brunson wants to be a superstar? Go beat the Sixers. You can't lose in the first round when you're a 2 seed. I'm sorry. I don't care who the second seed, who the 7 seed is, what the matchup is. Go beat them.
So if they lose, and just say if they lose in 6 or 7, and Jalen Brunson averages 34.5 points per game, and is lights out, and efficient, and just Jalen Brunson, we're gonna bang the drum saying Brunson's not a superstar. I'm not.
Some people will. If the Sixers,
but they'd be wrong.
If the Sixers win, why do you think it's going to be because of?
Well, why couldn't Michael Jordan beat the Celtics early on? Because he had, I don't know, what was that guy's name? Right. The big goofy guy. Dave Corzine was his center. Because Larry Bird had Mikhail Parrish, Dennis Johnson, and Danny Ainge.
But
you need other guys around
you. But if the Sixers win the series, it's going to be because why?
I have to see it play out, but it's going to probably be because Embiid. But we already know. But
because of Embiid, because he's a true superstar in the game.
No, I understand that, but it might be as simple as one superstar just happened to beat another superstar.
Understood.
Doesn't mean that a superstar beat a guy who's less than a superstar.
I know
superstars
that.
Lose.
I know that. But
John Stockton and Karl Malone, superstars, lost.
They don't lose
Somebody's
in the first round.
Somebody's got to lose.
I know that. Not in the first round. How many times Pat go down in the first round?
Not often. And Pat also found a way to win in Boston in Game 5 back in the day when he hit that three from the corner that went off the backboard.
What did Pat have around him?
And then,
you know, I love a lot of those guys, but
he didn't have as much as he doesn't have much.
And now somebody in this room,
yeah,
said that Jalen Brunson's better than Pat.
Well, somebody in this room on the other side of this room from the somebody who said what he just said didn't quite say that.
Oh, what did you say?
No, you
said he's the most impactful Knick since.
No. You're getting a little closer now. What I said was that night to night, possession to possession,
right?
Jalen Brunson impacts winning more than Patrick Ewing. And I'll stand by that.
Okay.
I love the big fella.
I like that
love
too.
Him. And revere him.
And what I will say is, I don't want to hear excuses. Win the series. Well, that's what I'm saying, first round series.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not even saying I'm going to knock Brunson. You know I love Jalen Brunson. We're on the same page. I was saying it's a superstar months ago and MVP months ago. But he's now got to deliver. And if superstars don't, they're going to feel the brunt of it. Now, I think he will. I do think the Knicks are going to win this series.
Knicks in what? I'm going Knicks in 6. They're the kind of team that's going to win a road game, close somebody out. They have that kind of DNA. They don't have to play the Garden.
Could it be Knicks in five?
I mean, it could be. Do we want to really start?
I might be going to game five.
Yeah?
I might be. Just got a text from a buddy with a potential hookup.
Jimmy Traynor had a little something for
you? No, not even Jimmy this time. I'm not going to mention him yet. I'll mention him after he comes through. I don't want to give it away and have somebody be like, oh, I hate Sal. I'm not getting
him. Big Mike cooking yet?
No. Huh? You don't know him personally, okay. But you would know of him.
Is he in the business?
He's in our business, an entertaining business, the entertainment business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The wrestler? I got you. 877-337-6666.
He goes, if I could get a ticket for Game 5 Knicks, you hit. I'm like, hell yeah. Oh, what are you kidding? I've been waiting for an invite.
Wow. All right. 6666. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Now time for Game Time without Boomer Esiason with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh, here we go, BT. A little game time without Boomer Esiason. We're going to do the version this time. We'll have two packs of cards. We'll combine them and do me versus you, where Hoff is going to read out the name. Whoever goes first can either play or pass.
Play or pass. Got it.
If you play and get it correct, you get a point. If you miss, you lose a point. Mm. So even if you pass to me, let's say, and I guess wrong, I'm forced to guess, I lose a point.
Yep.
You could also steal. If you guess wrong, if you play and guess wrong, I could steal for a point.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah,
sounds simple enough?
Yeah,
BT
good.
Can go first here. I mean, whatever.
I'll go first. Yeah, I think you went first last time. Eight. Actually, you did it by yourself last time. I'll go first.
Yeah.
What year are we doing? 84?
There's 84 and 85, 1984 Ooh, tops, little 1985 tops.
And do we want to do it like a 21, best of 21?
Well, how many you got cards total?
28.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Just 28 total in there?
Yeah.
They feel like thin packs before.
Try to do it fast.
Let's go. Hold on. Let me shuffle it up a little bit. I want to make it.
No, you're not supposed to shuffle it.
Oh, I'm not supposed to. Well, perhaps, no.
Did you mix the two packs together?
Yes.
Oh, good
that's
God.
What you weren't supposed to do, because now it's going to be hard for what you to you tell. Not, the whole thing is we need to know what year it is.
I'm going
to
tell you the year.
Okay, the difference?
Yes. I guess his vision's good enough. He can look at the back of the baseball card.
Yeah,
Well, 85 tops is clearly different. It's got it doesn't have the team down the side.
Like this. Okay, for example, who's up first?
I am.
Okay, BT.
Yes.
I'm going to give you the name, and you're going to decide whether you're going to pass or you're going to take it.
Yep. Now, what year is this, though?
This is 85.
Okay.
You sure?
I'm guaranteed.
I think you're sure.
Okay, guaranteed.
Because on the back
of
the card, it says 84.
All right. Okay. I can almost see the card. Will you hold it down, please?
85. Let's go.
Larry Anderson.
What year is this?
85.
Larry Anderson was a pitcher. Larry Anderson was part of the Bagwell trade, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
Was Larry Anderson at this point with the...
Well, you're playing, just to confirm, right?
Well,
you're playing.
You can either pass
right?
or pass the play.
I gave out some info. I'll play, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Mm-hmm. I'll try to keep a counter here.
How do you do that, by the way? How do you do that?
See, you do that quite a bit.
Yeah, I can't figure
I
out.
I do. That's like my thought process thing. I think that... I'm seeing Phillies.
You're seeing correct. That's
what's
Whoa!
Going for me. You didn't see that curveball.
Whoa!
You were thinking I was going to get Red Sox, the Bagwell
Astros,
trade.
Yeah.
Boom. One
good
for
pull.
One.
All
Thank
right.
you, sir.
BT plus
All
one.
All right.
Yes,
BT
Sal.
Plus one.
No. BT play. He continues
to go. Oh,
he
plays, go,
yeah,
plays
yeah,
it out?
Yeah,
Sal,
yeah.
take a nap. I'll be,
I'm, yeah.
I'll be
on, oh, you're going to run the table.
I'll be on stage for a while, buddy. Good.
BT, this is an 84.
Oof.
Okay.
Okay.
Tom Brookins.
Tom Brookins was
pass or play.
I got it. I'm gonna play.
Okay.
I'm gonna go to plus two because Tom Brookins wore number five, played a little third base for the Tigers.
Boom shakalaka.
Plus two.
We just need to distinguish it for the audience. That's all.
Understood. Understood. Sal, take that nap, buddy.
You okay?
This is an 85er.
Okay.
Mike Flanagan.
Ooh, Mike Flanagan was a good pitcher. Who I remember battling Greg Nettles and those guys. Flanagan was an Oriole at this point.
Boom shakalaka.
Right,
boom
three.
Shakalaka.
Three.
Boom.
Now, this is BT's wheelhouse, 84, 85.
That's
your
right,
we've been going more recent years.
Yeah, that's why you've won a couple. We've got 89, 90, 91.
Well, I won the World Series. Incorporated everything.
You're the champ. I give it up. You beat
okay.
me, dude.
Three straight. I like it. Let's go.
Circumstances. But anyway, BT plus three. Go.
85er.
Yes.
Len Cicada.
Ooh, Len Cicada was a Baltimore Oriole teammates with Mike Flanagan.
4-4-4.
Boom.
We doing coaches too, man?
Yeah, we do. We generally okay. do, yes. Mm-hmm.
Jim Fanning. This is an 85er. What?
No, the best was the look we just gave each other.
Well, I'm gonna pass. Have fun, Sal. Mm-hmm. Plus four.
Now, with the pass, obviously, I get to control the board here, even if I get this one wrong, obviously.
Is that true?
Well, you pass. I mean, yeah.
Is that the rules? Or did you just make that up?
Well, how would it?
I think you got to win something to control the board.
Wrong, it goes back to the beginning.
Yeah, why is that? Because
you didn't get it right.
You don't.
Well, why is that? You could just pass, and then if I get it wrong, it goes back to him?
Sure, you got to get something right.
What's his name?
Earn it, dude.
Jim Fanning.
And what year?
85.
Jim Fanning?
Jim Fanning.
You don't know.
85. I'll give you a hint. He's a manager.
Don't give him a hint. No, he's a manager.
Jim Fanning. Milwaukee Brewers.
Montreal Expos. Oh, you're wrong.
All right.
-1.
Yeah. Sal -1. BT +4. BT has the board again.
BT did ask whether or not you can get negative points, like finish with negative points at the end.
Yeah, so I have negative. But just the philosophy of this, it just does not make sense.
Why not?
Because if you pass, what would then be the penalty? Like, he could just pass to me and I have no idea what the card
exactly.
is.
You could get it right.
Well,
you
right, but
get it right.
Right, but I should
and then
also,
you steal.
Well, I could also get it wrong, lose a point, but I should be able to control the board from here.
No. You got to earn it, man. You don't
so
just get to control anything.
First?
Yeah, he quick flipped.
Can you guys stop interrupting my mojo? Plus four, -1.
Okay, 85er, Carmelo Martinez, pass or taken?
Carmelo Martinez was the outfielder, I believe, that caught the ball on Pete Rose's hit that eclipsed Ty Cobb's record. I believe the pitcher was Eric Schau, and I believe the team was San Diego?
Yeah. Oh, it says on the back of here, Carmelo played in a high school volleyball team. I don't know the other stuff you said.
Yeah. Look at the front of the cards.
Yeah, no, you're right. Okay. No, but you were saying a lot of other details I have no idea about.
It's called showing off a little bit.
He's volleyball player.
Plus five.
Let's go. Volleyball. Let's go. We got over 20 cards. We'll keep it moving, or am I actually going to fall asleep?
He's getting grumpy. Oh,
this is another 85er.
Yeah.
Cecil Cooper.
Milwaukee Brewers. Good lefty hitter, +6.
Boom.
Let's go.
Boom. Let's
he
go.
He was really good. I like to see. He had a unique stance.
A lot of 85s right now.
That's right. My wheelhouse. Just like Diamond Girl. Got it.
Brad Golden.
Brad Golden. I think I know this.
85, I said.
I don't know if he knows it. So now what strategy do I? I'm going to say Seattle Mariners.
Do you want to steal?
I have no idea who that is.
I should have passed it. I knew you didn't know
now
that.
Now I get to take it over. So I tried to sell
BT
a look.
BT loses a point, and Sal gets the control of the board.
Dude, can you tell us what team?
Yeah, sure. Reds.
Okay. Oh. Pitcher
right,
or catcher?
What else we got?
Pitcher or catcher?
He's a catcher.
What was his name?
I knew it. Brad Golden.
Never heard of him.
And it was G-U-L, not G-U-L.
That is right.
Yeah.
You know how to spell it. You know everything, but you still know what the name is.
It's okay. Yeah. So you're at 5 right now.
Oh, that's right. I lose one. +5, -1.
Yep. He did play for the Mariners in 81.
I knew he did.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, go. I think good he may have been a Yankee farmhand.
So this is an 84 pack now.
Yeah, okay. Oh, God.
Leo Hernandez.
Woof.
I'm going to pass. I have no idea who it is.
I'm not going to accept the pass.
So. You have to.
That's a big boy.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Listen,
you're making up rules.
I
was trying to slip in my own rule. Leo Hernandez, I believe he was a pitcher. Was he a pitcher?
Leo Hernandez.
Yeah, was he a pitcher?
84. I'm not giving
you
details.
Yeah, all right, great. I got you. I'm gonna go
he's
to
not a manager, I'll tell you that much.
I'm going to go the old West Coast strategy here. Giants.
He's a third baseman. He played for the Orioles.
Yeah, I think we got that wrong.
All right, so
he did not
one.
Play
all right,
long.
To, all right, go ahead. What plus we got? Four. Let's go. Keep it moving here.
I'm at plus four.
Yeah. 84. This is a manager. Awesome. Doug Rader.
Doug Rader.
Yes.
R-A-D-E-R. I'm going to pass. I don't know. Unfortunately, I don't know. I'll pass.
Angels.
Wrong.
Ooh.
Rangers.
Mm. Close. All right.
This is...
I'm down to plus three, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah. Okay. I'm still at minus one. Let's go.
I got it. I'm keeping tally.
All right. 84. No, I'm not. John Stuper.
Who's up?
84, John Stuper. Sound. Pitcher?
Yes.
Red Sox?
Ah. Cardinals.
No.
Ooh.
All right, you're up, BT.
BT could have stolen that, by the way.
On what?
Did you know that?
Oh, no. That's right.
What, John Stuper, did you know who that was?
Oh, John Stuper was a Cardinal.
Well, yo, I just get out of here.
What do you mean, get out of here?
No.
Was he on the Cardinals or no?
He was, yes.
So but
you could have gained a point. I gave it away by accident.
You gave what away?
The ability for you to steal right there.
Did you say the name?
I did.
All right, I didn't even hear you say it. I know you don't. Down. Look, I'm actually keeping score.
Yeah, me too. I'm minus
Wait,
two.
Do I get the point or no?
No, I said it out loud.
Oh my God, yeah. Weak.
Good.
Plus three to minus two.
All
Let's
right, this
go.
Is 85. Tony Pena.
Ooh, Tony Pena would get down and dirty, a little Pirates action at that point.
That's a plus one.
See Ralph Kiner.
BT.
I can hear Ralph in the boot there against those Metsies in the
mid
80s.
Another 85.
Back
Doug Flynn.
Plus four. Ooh, Dougie Flynn was part of the Seaver trade. Not on the Mets at this point. I think he was a Texas Ranger.
Wrong.
Okay.
So this now is, I have a chance to steal.
Sal can steal.
Okay. I'm going to say Baltimore Orioles.
Well, you have wrong tail.
What is he?
He's an Expo.
All right, so I'm plus three. You're minus three. Now I still control it because he did not get the board. Good.
No.
What? Yes.
No, Sal's up now.
He got it wrong.
But you got it wrong.
I know.
He got it wrong, and I...
He loses the board. Right. It's on you. You had a chance to steal if you want to. You didn't.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And do I lose a point for that, though?
Yes.
Yeah, you shouldn't have guessed it.
Yeah, you lose a point.
Oh, okay. All right, well, whatever. Go ahead. So then go ahead.
By the way, these are Sal's rules, and he's pretending
they're not really my rules.
Well, you said them before.
We're going
the
with
air.
The flow, guys.
Plus three to minus three. Sal's up.
85. Ron Hassey.
Ron Hassey.
Hassey, that's
Yankees.
What I'm going to say. No.
Really?
Nope. Indians.
No.
White Sox.
Cubs.
Oh, you lose
what?
Three
You
points.
Get to control the board,
lose three
though.
3 points right there.
Yeah. I could see him. He was like a lefty, you know, not in great shape.
Was
know?
He with the Yanks?
Yeah, not in 85.
What year?
No.
I feel like I could picture
I
the card.
Away.
I totally could. Ron
you sure
Hassey,
that's 85 tops off?
He may have messed that up.
It was Cubs.
Yeah.
All right, 85 all right, tops, so you're
I'm
sure,
down
right?
To plus
Let me see that
two.
Card.
Hold on.
I don't
I'm
think
down
it.
To plus two. Sal is minus four.
And he's a catcher.
I know he's a catcher.
Why do you say he's a lefty?
Lefty hitter.
Oh, well.
All right, anyway. Plus two to minus four. I'm up.
Bob Baylor. This is 85.
Rangers.
No.
I don't know, so I'm not guessing.
Good idea.
Plus one. Sal
Dodgers.
Stays minus four.
Minus four? You have minus four. All right, but now Sal gets to control the board.
Yes, he does.
You know, you're plus four, right? BT?
You were at Dove, get in here. If you know the answer, say it.
Wait, what was it? Who's up right now?
I think
Sal's
I'm at plus two.
Okay,
Sal.
Go ahead.
I'm not at plus four. I got a couple wrong.
He's at plus one.
Oh, my God. This is a... we're going to have to retire this segment.
All right, last one for the win.
Yeah. Oh, is this for the win?
Who is it?
Well, can't win.
Well, fine. Jeff Reardon for Sal.
San Francisco Giants.
No.
Wrong.
Yeah, I don't care.
Expos.
Yes.
Oh, look at him.
No, that was just a disaster.
Hey.
We still got like 15 cars left.
Do we? Let's go. Plus two. Come on.
The timing says we should stop this.
Well, you gotta finish up like two
well,
or three
what's
more.
The score
come on,
right now?
Let's go. Come on, quick.
What's the score?
Plus two to me, minus five for Sal.
Yeah, the game's over.
I know, but I just want to end on a hot streak.
85, John Denny.
John Denny was a pitcher.
84.
Sorry. He's still a pitcher.
Yes.
He was either on the Phillies or the... I think John Denny was a Philly.
You're right.
Let's go.
Ooh, good
That's
call.
That's right.
84, yep. Gary Lucas.
Yeah, we don't we stand on a win here.
And no.
I'm
okay,
pass.
Cool. Sal, you want to take it?
No.
Okay. And the
we
game.
Know Ray Lucas. We I don't want to play anymore. Shout out to Big Ray Ray.
We got to clean Lucas. That up a little bit. All right, good job, Hoff.
Thank
you.
You got to get some right.
Yeah,
I cleaned mine up.
Yeah, no, it was just take a disaster every which way.
You got to take care of yours.
Yeah, okay.
All right. That was a little convoluted.
Yeah, very convoluted.
We all know who
this
won.
This segment may have jumped the shark. We should have just quit it with the World Series. We'll do it once
no,
a year.
No, don't
World
say
Series
that.
Yeah, I think
just
it's over.
Just get rolled straight. You'll be fine.
I think it's over.
Oof.
Yeah.
No way.
I think it's over. It's fun, but well, I think it's over. It has nothing to do with me losing. It has
more
to do with
nothing, I'm sure.
No, we got 28 cards. We don't know who's got a point here.
You're the one who said get two packs. You're the one who said mix them up. You're
the
one who
said keep going. I'm trying to evolve the game. Otherwise, maybe we just go back to basics and do it the way that we used to do it.
I kind of like that way.
Yeah, okay. Which way? The new way?
The first way.
Yeah.
I don't know why we started getting all crazy with these
concocting. Oh, because you got to make it different. You got to make it different than the World Series.
Sometimes good is sometimes the first way is the good way.
All right, we'll try going back to the original.
All right. The NBA play-ins, or we get back to these Knicks as well. And also the Giants draft stuff coming up a week from tonight. The draft, Giants got to get their QB, I think.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.